You wouldn't say Timmy is responsible for his client's investments because it's too general and underplays Timmy's impact. A better way to explain Timmy's career would be... And welcome to the Let's See Grandma Career Warrior Podcast, where our goal is not only to help you land your dream job, but to help you live your best life. Today, we're going to touch upon some top questions here. Are you using top keywords in your LinkedIn profile in 2024? Do you need to include the company's address or your own in a cover letter? And also, how should I phrase my professional experiences on my resume? I'll cover all these questions and more, but also want to acknowledge the fact that I am the CEO and founder of Let's Eat Grandma, a professional resume writing service. If you are a mid or senior level professional, head on over to letseatgrandma.com/podcast, and we have all the resources for you. And I also wanted to shout out our review of the month here. This comes from Clay, who says, I was skeptical at first. Spending a sum of money I am quite attached to is a big deal, and I want to make sure that I'm still getting a return on investment. This company did not disappoint. I received an initial resume review and a follow-up call from Matthew. I found this very reassuring. We put Katie on my case, and she was amazing, very professional, and asked all the right questions. The finished product, including a LinkedIn refresh, are beyond what I expected. Thank you so much, Clay, for giving that review. And I hope all of you listening, if you're in the same position, you can also seek out our help. So for this episode, I'm going to focus on some very specific questions from our blog. This is such valuable data because I was quickly taught that you all have some very specific questions when it comes to your resume, your LinkedIn, and your job search. So these were top responses on Google search. So I have to give a special shout out to our past blog managers, Katie McElroy and Daniel Lorenzo, for helping to develop a blog that got ranked by Google for many of these responses. So I will delve into detail some of these blog articles and give you some encouragement as you all embark upon your job search here. So our first question that was inspired from our blog is, do you need to include the company's address on a cover letter? This is a very good question because the conventions of a cover letter say that, yes, you need to include all of these formalities and all of the things in the top left-hand side of the cover letter. We've done it for decades, so you need to do it now. That's what the convention says. But my hot take is this is something that may be outdated, and I personally don't think it is something that's necessary anymore. So the marvelous Caitlin Sky Bennett, or Sky, says, quote, since the company knows their address, you don't need to include it in your cover letter. And since your header has a contact information and city on it, you don't need to write out full address. So there you have it. Write your next cover letter without the company address or yours, and you'll have so much more room for the stories, values, and personal voice that will actually get you hired. So really well put, I think, and I think you can kind of just rest easy knowing that you should focus on those stories and not the conventions that we've been tied to for decades here. The next question is, are you using the top keywords for your LinkedIn profile in 2024? So a lot of you are focused on applicant tracking systems and getting the right types of keywords on your resumes. But did you know that LinkedIn can open up a whole new world for you and a way for you to get noticed in your job search? So by including the right types of keywords on your LinkedIn profile and including them in the right way, we can make sure to get the most opportunities to really maximize the interviews that we get when we embark upon our job search here. So the brilliant Daniel Lorenzo says, the difference is in how these keywords are used. While resume keywords are tailored to each job description to pass through an ATS for one specific position you apply to, LinkedIn keywords can apply for multiple positions to make you appear in the searches of multiple recruiters. So my advice to you would be, think about all of the different types of positions you're applying for. So if you're applying for, let's say, a marketing manager position and, say, for example, an SEO analyst position, those are two different types of resumes you can have. Make sure that your LinkedIn profile is generic enough and you're including all of the different types of keywords that can be used for both the marketing manager and the SEO analyst position. So you may need to include more keywords. LinkedIn keeps putting more emphasis on skills these days, and I would say it is okay to include more skills and to include them in that about section, to include those there. So I will make sure to link this blog article because I think that it can give you some more inspiration on how to include that. The next question is about phrasing. And so this blog article says, this phrase can hurt your resume, synonyms to use for, quote, responsible for. So my hot take is that every single job seeker listening to this needs to hit Control F on their Microsoft Word and look for responsible for and obliterate that, remove that completely from your resume. This not only makes you look weaker as a job seeker, but this just ends up kind of giving you more of a verbose professional experiences section. And you can just really get a lot more power by integrating the action verbs in your resume. So Cheyenne Jubert says, speak about yourself the way you'd speak about a friend. Think about how you'd promote your friend to your supervisor if they applied for a position at your company. You wouldn't say Timmy is responsible for his client's investments because it's too general and underplays Timmy's impact. A better way to explain Timmy's career would be that he, quote, championed a $3 million portfolio for a Fortune 500 company. So think about the ways that you would communicate your experience. And as job seekers, as professionals, I should say, we are taking action and we're doing so much work and effort. So make sure to put those action verbs up front and remove the phrasing that is just weak, and responsible for definitely falls within that category. So this is a short episode, but I want to make sure to link blog articles within the description of this episode. So feel free to tag me on LinkedIn. And are there any questions you have? Submit either something through Let's Eat Grandma or reach out to me on LinkedIn. And I would love to review what questions you have and come up with an episode if that works for publishing schedule. We really are open to the questions that you have. And I want to make sure that we're addressing these things in a way that makes sense for you. So I will link the blog articles within the description of this episode. And I hope you have an awesome rest of your day. I'll see you in a couple of weeks. Go out, be warriors.
Career Warrior Podcast.
And before you go, remember, if you're not seeing the results you want in your job search, our highly trained team of professional resume writers here at Let's Eat Grandma can help. Head on over to letseatgrandma.com/podcast to get a free resume critique and $70 off any one of our resume writing packages. We talk all the time on the show about the importance of being targeted in your job search. And with our unique writing process and focus on individual attention, you'll get a resume, cover letter, and LinkedIn profile that are highly customized and tailored to your goals to help you get hired faster. Again, head on over to letseatgrandma.com/podcast. Thanks, and I'll see you next time.